The devil, the world, and the flesh try us at every point. Satan wants us to fall. It matters not to him how we fall. So this is how we pray. Lead us not into temptation. There are seven distinct petitions in the model prayer which the Lord Jesus gave us. In the first three, we are taught to pray in regards to the holiness of God, the kingdom of God, and the will of God. In the last four, we are to pray concerning the needs of man, the sins of man, the temptations of man, and the perils of man. Of the four petitions relating to man, one is concerned with physical needs, give us this day our daily bread, and three deal with spiritual needs. Jesus taught us to pray for forgiveness for the past, provision for the present, and strength for the future. How often we need to offer the petition expressed in Matthew 6:13, and lead us not into temptation. The word tempt is used in the King James Version of the Bible with two distinct meanings. First, it is used to mean enticement to evil, seduction, allurement to wrongdoing. And second, it is used to mean to test, to put to trial. Now, the former motive has an evil meaning behind it, while the latter has a good meaning. Satan tempts us. God tests us. The petition, lead us not into temptation, is a request that we are not to be put in circumstances where we might turn aside to evil. We determine whether temptation ends in sin. If we resist, virtue and victory result. If we yield, sin follows. God brings us into testings because He can bring us out victoriously. But testing is always a dangerous time. Hence Jesus said, "Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." God permits testings to come because we can grow as a consequence of them. It is the same spirit by which we send our child to school that he may be put under the discipline of study and testing that he might learn and grow. It is the evil forces which put the evil element into testings. We're never without an enemy. The devil, the world, and the flesh try us at every point. Satan wants us to fall. It matters not to him how we fall. So this is how we pray. Lead us not into temptation. Enticement to evil will come in many different ways, but come it will. Sometimes it has a stealthy approach. It may be the slow, depraving fascination which begins as a thought, develops into a plan, and then expresses itself in action. On the other hand, temptation to evil may come with a furious assault. It may be upon you before you know it. It may be as the panther springs upon his prey. The Christian must be always prepared for spiritual defense by Bible study, prayer, and resolve to purity. Do not be distressed when enticement to evil comes upon you. It is no strange thing which is happening, nor is it an indication that you are spiritually inferior. The Bible says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." God helps. This is why He taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." God does not promise to deliver the careless, the prayerless, nor the self-sufficient. On the contrary, He warns us not to dally with sin. Some men enter into temptation presumptuously to show their power. Others enter curiously to taste its allurement. Yet others enter carelessly, taking no heed. Still others enter temptation imitatively, following the example of others. And yet another enters pharisaically, pretending to show God's grace. But he who tampers with sin is in trouble. If you cry out, "God, why did you make me so feeble?" He will answer, "I made you unable to rise from the gulf by your own power, because I made you strong enough not to fall in." There is no escape from temptation to one who cultivates it. Shun, therefore, every occasion, enticement, alluring seduction, or inward imagination. The Bible asks the question, "Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned?" And the answer, of course, is no. Well, then neither can one live with base companions, read depraving literature, and cultivate lustful thoughts without engaging in evil. Under such circumstances, one becomes a devil to himself. Escape from temptation is possible only to one who recognizes his danger, his helplessness, and his need. Cry out to God like one of old, "We have no mat, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. Pray in the midst of temptation. Ask God to help. He has made a way of escape if you will seek it. God has told us that since Jesus has suffered temptation, He hastens to the aid of anyone who is tempted. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Therefore, pray often, lead us not into temptation. Here are four simple little suggestions which will keep you from the time of temptation to evil. First, resolve. Make up your mind in advance that since you belong to Jesus by faith, you will be faithful to God. Second, resist. Never permit sin to take a hold. Resist the first impulse before any deed is done. Take courage in the passage which says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Third, rely. Acknowledge that you will surely fall if you trust yourself, and put all hope of victory in the Lord Jesus. Fourth, run. Many times temptation is related to certain persons or certain locations. Get away from these when temptation arises. Sometimes it takes the greatest courage to flee. And yet, someone is probably thinking, all this is well, but it is too late for me. I've already been tempted. I've already fallen into sin. What am I to do? God gives you an answer. I will express it in four simple little statements. Make a note of them and follow them. First, when you have fallen into temptation, don't minimize the sin. Face honestly the fact of what has happened. No need to justify your actions or to excuse your failures. Just be honest and admit that you have indeed sinned. Second, when you have fallen into temptation, ask for and accept God's forgiveness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 reads, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Third, when you have fallen into temptation, have asked for and accepted God's forgiveness, then when God has forgiven you, forgive yourself. Do not carry the guilt over what God has forgiven. What God has cleansed, do not call unclean. Remember 1 John 3:20. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. When God says forgiven, you can say amen. Fourth, even though you have fallen in temptation, start over again. To be justified is to be just as if I'd never sinned. Your failure need not keep you from serving God for the rest of your life. Remember how Simon Peter denied the Lord with curses and later preached the great sermon of Pentecost recorded in Acts 2 and became a great apostle of God. Now you too can be used of God again. Start over. Having once fallen, live all your life with the humble and sincere petition, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For this way is the way of victory."